You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night here in the chilly state of Wisconsin. I think fall is officially here, but it doesn't matter. Let's just sit inside and listen to the radio. That's what fall nights are for. Great to have you here, no matter where you're joining me from in this great state of Wisconsin. Conrad is riding shotgun as usual.
That's true.
How are you? How's it going?
I'm tired, man.
Are you tired?
But I'm happy to be here.
Okay. So tired but happy to be here. I can live with that. You produced the morning show.
Yes,
I did. Were those guys nice to you?
You know, Mina wasn't there. He was, I believe, chopping wood up north.
Why?
That's just what I heard.
Why would you do that, John Mino?
So it was Nikki and Jim this morning.
Oh, that's a fun group.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
Yeah. Was it better with Nikki than Mino? Let's start a little drama here.
No comment.
Did she call you Convoy?
No one called me Convoy this morning.
Oh, they're slipping.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's all right. I got up. I was on Don Rosen's show this morning, which was so much fun as always, talking about show business, and sure enough, he asked me about four movies, three out of the four, which I had not seen. But we had a good talk, and it was always fun talking to Don. So check out Don Rosen's show here on the network. He is down in Southeast Wisconsin, WRJN, every morning. He has been around a while. Don has been in radio. You know, he's like 70. He's been in radio for like 50 years.
Wow. That's an achievement.
It is. I think that's fantastic. And to bring it like you are still into it every show, that is the key.
It's got to be like crazy just seeing like when he first started, like the technology then.
Yeah,
till now being, yeah, that's got to be crazy.
He was
crazy.
Like in a gas-powered radio station the first show. But to keep your energy up and to keep your interest and your passion for radio going that long is so impressive. I got to be honest. I'm 10 months in. I'm about out of gas. So... It might be Nightlight with Conrad Krieger next month. I'm kidding, of course. We got a fun show tonight. So if you're listening on now, how can people watch this, Conrad, on the stream? How can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to go on Facebook, it's Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. And then if you go on YouTube, it is Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, just kidding, X.
Whatever.
No, it's Twitter. Sorry.
It's Twitter.
It's Civic Media and WGBW.
Twitter is just a better name. X sounds like he's trying to be macho. X. What does that even mean?
You know, I don't think I've typed in X. Like if I'm going on the browser,
right.
I type in Twitter and then I see X. I'm like, oh, that makes me sad.
My only guess is that maybe because Elon Musk, he's got like 10 kids.
Yes, he does.
Is X maybe, there has to be some significant because it's such a, if there isn't, it's just kind of a ridiculous thing. Twitter sounded cool.
Well, you heard like that name that he gave his child?
Oh, he's right up there with Nick Cannon.
I think they changed it now. But
Elon.
Yeah, they changed it now.
What was it?
X-A-E-A-X-I-I.
Oh, God. That's the kind of crap you can get away with when you're a billionaire. When your kid has security on the way to school so they don't get beat up on the playground. That's insane.
Yes,
how do you even pronounce that?
I wish I knew. But
Kamir X, you just kind of trail off. And that's
Wow, okay, so that's the change name. Like, they changed it to that. Originally, X-A-E-A-12.
X-A-E-A-12. Okay. Nick Cannon sounds more and more normal. That's like, it reminds me of the movie The Man with Two Brains with Steve Martin, where his name was Dr. Michael Afar. And someone asks him how he spells it. And he goes, it's just like it sounds. F-U-H-U-H-U-R.
During the break, I'm going to find a clip of Elon Musk saying it so we can listen to it.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I got to tell you, I'm barely interested in that. I'm losing. Let's get back to what we
know.
Who cares about Elon Musk? So, yeah, we got a really fun show tonight. We got some creeps, some eerie stuff, some scares, some spooky stuff. This is Halloween season. We are in the thick of it. It's a couple weeks away. And tonight on the program, I'm excited to welcome at 6:35, Carl Sarecki will be here. He runs he is one of the guides at Door County Trolley. They do ghost tours at this time of year. It's like 2 hours plus in the dark in Door County in Egg Harbor, which is filled with woods, and it sounds like a really cool thing to do. And then we're going to stick with Door County a while, and I'll see where the conversation takes me, because Todd Michaels is going to join us. Todd is a paranormal investigator. He's been on the show several times before, and he is the producer of the Mino and the Mayor show here at WGBW and WISS. And we'll start with Door County with Todd, too. I had some stuff the last time Todd was here. I didn't get to some questions I had for him, but I've always got way more questions for Todd that I can actually get to. So Todd will talk about some of his experiences and speaks very articulately about all that stuff. So do you think Todd, were you filling in for Todd this morning because he was prepping for his appearance on Nightlight?
I think that was it. Yeah.
He was doing some research.
I think so.
All right. Oh, that's good for Todd. He always brings it. Okay. Obviously, I'm kidding. Todd could do that in his sleep. Todd could produce radio in his sleep and talk about the paranormal in his sleep.
Yeah, I agree.
It wouldn't be as exciting. It's nice that he's awake, but he will be here at 7:20 tonight. All kinds of fun stuff planned. And we have, we talked about this the other night, and we're kind of in the thick. Do you believe the NFL season is already 6 weeks in?
Yeah, it sucks hearing that.
I can't believe how fast it goes.
Yeah.
It feels like it's like week three.
It still does, yeah.
6 weeks in, it's like over one third of the season, the regular season is gone.
And I mean, it's cool seeing the NFC North right now.
Best division of football, right?
There is no losing record in that division. 4-2, and
the Bears are 4-2, and they're in last place.
Yep.
What are the Packers are 4-2?
And so are the Lions.
Lions.
And then I believe the Vikings are still 5-0.
Are they? Did they have a bye?
Yeah, they had a bye this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But in you know, we got the World Series going. The NFL is running strong. The Badgers are they had a good game last weekend. They have no chance of being in the national playoff, but it's still fun to watch the Badgers. Women's volleyball is going on. Badger hockey. What else? What am I missing?
Well, next week starts NBA.
Yeah.
And I think in a couple weeks, hockey starts as well. So we'll have every single sport going on.
All right. So what better night than to have a question like we're about to ask? What is your favorite sports song or music? There's a whole bunch of great ones. Obviously, here in Wisconsin, we have Jump Around. But there's, you know, Rock and Roll Part 2. A lot of people have taken the Chicago Bulls music, Eye in the Sky by the Alan Parsons Project. I see that in high schools now, 40 years after they were playing it for Michael Jordan. So that's another big one. What's the zombie song I like?
It's by Techno, the original song, and it's just the ooh.
That's what it's called, the ooh?
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but...
I guarantee you are not saying that right. That can't, for a song that's that kick ass, that can't be what it's called. What's the remake called?
It is called the Ooh Song.
Ah.
The Ooh Song. No, it's probably like.
Play a couple seconds of it so people know what I'm talking about. They're saying ooh. Oh,
So I'll say that's the original. The one you were talking about by the Zombies is a remix of it.
Yeah. That's the one I remember when I was working at Sports Soup. I wrote sketches and then we'd perform them on the Comcast network. And that song, whenever I had to cover like a college football game, that song was always on. It got so ingrained It's just a fun song. It's kind of like Jump Around. It's got the same vibe, like this upbeat, you know, very, very hard song to slow dance to. So that's our question tonight, folks. Let us know what you think. What is your favorite sports song or music? You could hear it during a game, an intro, something that just reminds you of sports, like Conrad clipped Spirit in the Sky. That's a big one, too. You hear that at a lot of sporting events. Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter. Jump Around, obviously. There's a whole bunch of them. And it could be from a movie, too. If that's the route you want to go, that's totally fine, too. But let us know what your favorite sports or movie song is tonight. That is our question, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. There's so many good ones. And, you know, I think what I'm going to do is this weekend for New Wisco Weekend, I'm going to go with a sports movie because I think the theme is hope.
Joy and happiness.
It's joy and happiness? Where am I getting hope from?
Or maybe it's joy and hopefulness.
I think it's hopefulness.
Joy and happiness is the same thing.
joy and happiness. No, hope is different, wouldn't you say?
No, not joy and hopeness or joy and happiness.
It doesn't matter. It'll be a good pick. But yes. Remember the Titans might be my film because that's a fun, that's got hope and I think it brings people together. This is just a great time to do sports stuff. So Mike Clemens is back on the airwaves. That's very exciting. Missed hearing Mike's voice on the radio. Always a thrill to hear Mike. He was the one, too, I saw that broke the Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams story that I just saw this morning. And I have to say, Aaron Rodgers, I know he's a beloved character here in Green Bay, and he is a character. But he is on the Jets now, and just in the last week, the coach has been ousted. And a lot of people in the national media are blaming Aaron Rodgers. Now Davante Adams is on his way to New York to play for the Jets. And before you turn your franchise over to a player who is 40 and hasn't won a Super Bowl in 12 or 14 years or whatever it's been, I think that's crazy. It just seems like a recipe for disaster. Would you turn your team over to Aaron Rodgers, Conrad? He's basically running the Jets now.
I'm basically, right? Yeah. I mean,
I think that's nuts.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if I'd give him the key to a franchise when he's on his way out.
Right.
You know, and he has a pretty, his O-line's not helping him any.
No, they're not. All right. We got a phone call. We'll take that when we get back. We'll read some of your texts. And I'll read a text from Steadfast Edward that I missed last night. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jump Around. My opening sports song where they do intros has to be the Bulls' Eye in the Sky, Alan Parsons Project. I spent a lot of nights at the Chicago Stadium and then eventually the United Center, and it is like hair-raising. But Jump Around during the game, when you look down at the field and the other team is dancing and the announcer, it's such an electric thing. So I have to say, in-game Jump Around easily, pre-game Eye in the Sky. What say you, Conrad?
Well, we got a text from Jimmy Keska.
I thought that might be Jimmy.
And Bang on the Drum. And that is my favorite song because I've heard it so many times at Lambeau when they get a touchdown.
Right.
And that is hair-raising for me. Goosebumps everywhere.
But it's on its own. Do you like the song without connecting it to a Packer touchdown?
I mean, yeah, I can still listen to it.
You're so biased.
But I do think of Packers touchdowns every time I hear that song.
I'm reading a text last night that we missed from Steadfast Edward. He says, Pete, I think your family saved you by convincing you not to do a radio play involving Sean Diddy Combs. He said Holmes. He meant Combs. that was what we talked about last night. My family turned into the FCC and said, don't do a sketch about a Diddy party that Conrad shows up at. So I bailed. And then he says, full-size Hershey bar for Halloween. Full-size. Steady Eddie's house is the house to be at. Suggestion for the first line of your radio play, it was a dark and stormy Daniel's night. Nice. Sometimes he's steadfast Edward, and sometimes he's just Steady Eddie. But either way, he never disappoints. All right, we got a phone call. We got Jim from Brookfield on the line. Let's grab that call. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Pete, Conrad, my Goosebumps song, your favorite song for sports, I've heard it at Lambeau, is Start Me Up by the Stones. When Keith Richards, you hear those first three chords, you know, Start Me Up, and
that's
they used to play that right before kickoff. You know, it's time to, you know, ready to rumble and get moving. So Start Me Up, I think, was the perfect song to kick off, literally kick off a game up at Lambeau.
That is a great one. And isn't it funny, Jim, too, how, like, it's a great song on its own, but you equate it with your favorite team and what it represents to you in the kickoff of a game that only happens 16 Sundays out of the year, and that's a great song. Excellent choice. Thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Have a great night. That's Jim from Brookfield. I didn't know they did that at Lambeau. That's a good one, though. We have more phone lines now, right?
Yes, we do.
We should let the listeners know that. Folks, we do have more phone lines here, so you're welcome to call, too, and share your thoughts throughout the course of the show. Text is probably easiest, but we always like to hear a voice, too. So don't hesitate to call. But if it's an emergency, call 911. I think it's important to remind people that. Steve from Florida says, best sports songs, Queen's We Are the Champions and Rocky Balboa theme, Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti. Could not agree more. Gonna Fly Now, maybe the greatest sports movie song ever for sure. And We Are the Champions. I think We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You. I've just heard them so many times. Like, when you heard them years ago, when it was still new, I loved it. And now I still like it, but I think I've got We Are the Champions overload. But thank you for the text, Jim. Sherry says, hi, Pete and Conrad, Field of Dreams. What's the Field of Dreams song? You haven't seen that movie, have you?
No, I've seen Field of Dreams, yeah. I can't remember a song related to
it,
though.
Yeah, I can't either. Sherry, please specify if you would, but great movie. Jimmy Cuska, our guy, Todd Rundgren, and Bang on Your Drums. Oh, that's a Todd Rundgren song?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He says that means Packer touchdown, just like Conrad just said. So You Want to Be a Badger from the UW Band is always fun. Let's find that. I don't know that song. Do you know that song?
I believe so.
Do you? Okay. Google. From the 608, Monica in Madison says, Center Field by John Fogerty always makes me want to sing along. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field. That's a great. Thank you for including the lyrics, Monica. That's really, that gets you in the spirit, too. That's a great one. Jimmy K says, wait, 608. He says, I'm the other Jimmy K. Is there an identity issue here? Somebody stole Jimmy K's identity? Sherry says We Are the Champions. Okay, yes, of course. Thank you, Sherry, for clarifying that. Great stuff all the way around. We have a, you know, I drove home last night. Did you leave when I left last night?
No, I left like 30 minutes later.
All right. Did you get the hail that was coming down?
No, I didn't.
I was driving in 43. It's 46 degrees out, and it starts hailing for about 5 miles, and it's on the road. It's like slippery. I didn't even think that could happen at that temperature. It was like the weirdest weather phenomenon. I wish I had a direct line to Brittany Merlot, because I would have called her and asked her what the HE double hockey sticks is going on. And I got to tell you, I've been watching... I haven't given a suggestion in a while on the show, but Ben Reiser was on the show last week, and I said, we always go over what we've been watching so we can sort of formulate a conversation for that night. And I said, I watched The Outer Range with Josh Brolin. I'm kind of on a Josh Brolin kick. And he said, I watched the first season and I'll never go back to it. So I still had like 3 episodes to go. I finished the first episode or the first season. I totally know what Ben is talking about. It gets so weird. It's like Josh Brolin has a ranch in Wyoming, and there's a huge hole on the edge of his property that goes into whatever. And then you get spit out in a different time. And Josh Brolin, about 3 episodes, with about 3 episodes left to go in season 1, tells his son, he was born in 1868 and fell in this hole and got spit out in the 60s and was raised on this ranch. So it had kind of this cool thing. And then they didn't know what to do with it. And I was kind of annoyed because it kind of, the season one ended, it was a mess. And so I texted Ben and I said, I totally get what you were saying. It's so, but then last night, and I didn't know what to watch, I started season two. Even though I was mad at the way season one ended. Have you ever done that with a TV show? It's like I got sucked in and I'm just like, whatever. I'll see if they can fix it. That was my attitude. Like maybe they'll come around. And it did. They explained a little bit, but.
You know, that was me with Game of Thrones into the new spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hated how Game of Thrones ended. So I was like, do I watch House of Dragons?
And you did.
I watched the first five episodes. I still haven't got past that because they're long episodes. But
you like it, right?
I enjoy it.
Okay. The other thing is I think it's over between me and Sofia Coppola. But I didn't want to bring up a sore topic. I'm trying to keep things positive tonight. We got a lot of creepy talk coming up. It's going to be fun. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Halloween's getting close. It's cold outside. From Door County Trolley, Carl Sarecki is coming up next. And then Todd Michaels at 7:20. Here is Civic Media's award-winning news. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Watertown says, I was thinking more like before a tornado, then thought it's too cold for a tornado. Okay. Used to be. We had a tornado in February. Do we have a tornado in February?
I
That's insane.
I can't remember back that far.
Annie, I'm going to take your word for that because I don't remember that. That is nuts. Maybe south in Wisconsin, down by Watertown, there was. I don't remember one up here, though. I remember a lot of crappy weather, but it wasn't that cold either. So that's messed up, though. When you have a tornado in the middle of winter in Wisconsin, something is not right. And now people think that people can control the weather. I can't do that. I don't have that kind of talent. Can you?
Yeah, I just tell it what to do and it works.
You can produce a hurricane?
I didn't do that.
I can't do that. I can produce light precipitation. I'm getting better and only in my neighborhood. So
nice.
There you go. All right. That's our question for tonight. What is your favorite sports song? It can be music during a game, a lead-in song, just a song you equate with a team. Lay it on us, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Love to read your stuff on the radio. And as you know, you're always welcome to comment on anything we're talking about. And jump in if you want, because we've got some creepy talk throughout the rest of the show. We are getting closer to Halloween, just a couple weeks away. Todd Michaels will be here at 7:20. He's a paranormal investigator, and he has some really cool stories of things that he's investigated. Right now, we are going to head up to Door County over the stream and talk to our new friend and first-timer here on Nightlight. He works for Door County Trolley and does ghost tours. He's one of the guys there. Carl Sarecki joins us now on Nightlight. Carl, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
This is a treat for me too. I love Door County, first of all. It's like one of my favorite places. It's become one of my favorite places in the world. It's just such a gorgeous place. You guys are there in Egg Harbor, I believe?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
So before we get into the scary stuff, tell us a little bit about Door County Trolley and what you do there.
All right. Well, it's a fantastic company started by AJ Frank. He was a nurse down in Milwaukee. He went on a trolley tour in Savannah, Georgia, and said, I think this can work in Wisconsin. Literally took his life savings and purchased a secondhand trolley and started begging people to ride. That was 24 years ago. Now he has 18 trolleys.
What?
And people are begging him to go for a ride.
Wow. So,
yeah.
That's really cool. When are the rides? I got to say, I go by it a lot when I go to Door County. You guys, if you're heading north, you're to the right, I believe. And there's a whole bunch of trolleys there. Okay. Is it year round?
It does run year round to a degree.
Okay.
The main season is June to the first week in November. But we do have tours all year round. Our wine tour, our wine, chocolate, and cheese tour, our wine, spirits, and brew run on Saturdays all winter long.
So are you a lifelong resident of Door County? Did you grow up there or did you find it?
Found it. Absolutely. Yes. No, that is the big laugh of it all. For I tell my tours, I was not born in Door County nor raised in Door County. And technically, I do not live in Door County. I live in Manitowoc.
Okay.
And I just get to go up there because I was a teacher who retired. And during the summers, I did the job. But when I was dating a girl, she said, I want to show you this place. And she took me up there. And I'm like, I grew up in Connecticut. And I thought, this is New England. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And gorgeous and wonderful. And so been going there ever. Oh, I married the girl and been going there ever since.
So it's kind of like, I've heard it called the Cape Cod of the Midwest. I don't like when people say that because it's its own place. And it always sounds like you have a bit of a chip on your shoulder. I think Door County is a better kept secret. Obviously it gets very crowded, but, I love it just how it is. And, so you still don't live there though. You're in Manitowoc.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
You know, my family's in different areas, so Manitowoc made a better idea to stay, but, spend my summers up there. They, the trolley actually gives me a spot to stay.
Oh, so, nice.
Great company.
We went to the, I took my, my wife and kids and I went to the Landmark in Egg Harbor this summer and what a gorgeous, I mean, honestly, God, they have the most beautiful grounds. I felt like we were in Puerto Rico. Like you look for like a half a mile of trees and then you've got the bay and we live on the bay on the other side in the Marinette area, but it looked like an entirely different body of water from that angle, or maybe it's just cause I wasn't used to it, but such a gorgeous.
No, place. They have a gorgeous spot. Just fabulous. I mean, yeah, it's, and the bluffs, the Niagara Escarpment that makes up these bluffs, it's like nothing you find anywhere else, really.
Yeah.
And you're right. It is unto itself. That little moniker, Cape Cod of the Midwest, came from National Geographic in 1969.
Oh, so, is that right?
Yeah, we'll take it. That opened up tourism. So.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Do you have a favorite spot in Door County you like, Carl?
I do, actually. There's one particular spot in Peninsula State Park. It's the Nicolet Bay Overlook. You just get a panorama of all of Door County right in one little wayside stop. See Nicolet Bay, the islands, Chambers Island, the Strawberry Islands, and you can see all the way up Sister Bay. You can see all the way up to Washington Island from there, too.
Wow.
And in the fall, like now, it's absolutely gorgeous down below the overlook because it's all maples and aspen and birch. So it's just breathtaking.
Wow, that's gorgeous. Well, very good. All right, tell us about the ghost tours and the Trolley of the Doomed. That's a great ominous. Do people ever totally freak out?
Oh, well, we... each driver, I think, has made his mark to say, I made a kid cry tonight. So it does happen. Because not that we are shooting for that, but yes.
But it's like five and up, right? Is that what it says in the website?
It is. It's not terrifying, but it's spooky. And we make it as spooky as we can, but it still is family friendly. Absolutely. Okay. All our stories come directly from the people to which they've happened, or from newspaper accounts at the time from the people to which they happened, or we've got even one government records, military records of lighthouse keepers. So they're all real deals. And we go to cemeteries, the most haunted house in Door County. We get close to shipwreck sites and talk about that. We get out to the lighthouse too. So we're all over. It's really, really neat. It's also very historical because centers around Fish Creek and there's a lot, everybody's connected, you know, they were all together through the years. So each story kind of leads to the next in a way. And the families know all each other or all know each other.
What you said, government records for the lighthouse.
Oh, sure.
What happened?
So the lighthouse is, so the lighthouse service ran from right after the Civil War until 1939. And then the Coast Guard took over all lighthouses and life-saving service and all of that. So rolled under their canopy. And now there's a lighthouse in Southern Door that they still hang on to. They use, it's decommissioned, but they use it as a rest and relaxation center for their active and retired Coast Guardmen. And so the log is kept. It's still a military log at the lighthouse. And they write all these things, these hauntings they get from a particular young lady named Minnie Kokums.
Minnie Kokums. And what lighthouse is this?
That's the Sherwood Point Lighthouse, just south of Sturgeon Bay.
Okay.
On the mainland.
And what do you think about all that?
Oh, so I started this and it was like, oh, okay, I'm going to drive the ghost tour. And it is what it is. You know, you are a believer, you're not a believer, or you're kind of in between. And I was always a kind of in between.
Yeah.
And then I started going, and what you see, what you hear, what people show you, it's amazing. And our stories are great, as I say. But then after we finish telling the stories, the people come out with all these other things, the photographs they've taken, the images that are found in mirrors and windows in the haunted house, and taking pictures of trees, and all of a sudden there's mist all around, and it is crazy what comes out. So
are you still in the middle now, or do you lean more
towards? No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I am a full-on believer. I believe that spirits stay with us because they have a purpose, and that's kind of the way each driver will spin it a little bit different, but mine is these souls are here not to haunt people, but because of a connection they had with either the house or the land or the people that they were torn from. And there's a story of a little boy died of tetanus, and he's buried in the family plot, the old family plot, but then that cemetery got closed and his parents weren't able to be buried with him. And the family, I have gotten this right from the family myself, they believe he's still around Fish Creek because he's looking for his mom and dad as he's not buried with them. So
wow.
Heart-wrenching stories and cases.
Yeah, no kidding. How far up the peninsula does the ghost tour go? Like you said, shipwrecks. Are there shipwrecks closer to Egg Harbor? I would imagine there are shipwrecks all around, but I know there's Death's Door up there.
Right.
How far do you go?
It's right in the Fish Creek area and into Peninsula State Park, Ephraim. So we don't get much further than that. We wouldn't be able to do, you know, it would be a too long a tour if we took those. But yes, shipwreck sites right off. Actually, right in the middle of the bay, the shipwreck we utilized was very much a Fish Creek shipwreck, but it was in the middle of the bay, 2 miles off of Green Island, which is pretty much right in the middle of the bay.
So
it went down in 2 minutes and 19 people thrown into the water, and everyone in Fish Creek was related. So tragic for the town. And then these folks, the connections that the family had with them, and warnings, premonitions about the sinking happening and all of that. So it's we bring it all out. And then fishermen not going over that spot still out of fear because of what they see and hear in that area to this day. Yeah.
Wow. My guest is Carl Sarecki. He works for Door County Trolley. They are doing their ghost tours right now, and you can be part of one. It's called the Trolley of the Doomed. And that just goes through October, I would assume, or do you keep that going?
No, that goes. It goes from June to November, yes. So
the haunted part.
Yes, that part ends on November 2nd.
Okay. All right, that's cool. The bay is kind of just a creepy... I mean, I know from the Marinette area, people go out to swim at Green Island or even Chambers Island. And I know in the winter, people snowmobile back and forth and sometimes don't come back. There have been a lot of, I think people don't understand fully how dangerous the bay can be sometimes. How many shipwrecks are we talking, do you think?
No, there are more shipwrecks, well, now all the way up and in the door, more shipwrecks in that one spot than anywhere else in one spot on the Great Lakes because of the currents that run through there and all of that. every town, and Marinette not excluded, every town's got their shipwrecks off the off their ports, right? Off
yeah.
the marina. Because they had to navigate their way in, and usually it was not good times when they were trying to get in and ran into trouble. Or well, there's the one story in Ephraim where they were they had an ammunition ship, and someone went down to check the ammunition with a candle. Not a good idea, you know, these kinds of things.
Oh, no.
That one's not on our tour. Probably should be.
Ouch. So how can people get tickets to this, Carl? Where do they go, and what can they expect to see over the course of 2 hours? How many stories are they going to hear typically?
Yeah. So to get the tickets, you just go right online to doorcountytrolley.com. And okay. There's the website. It'll tell you how many seats are left for each tour.
Oh, great.
And you can get them right online there.
Let's pause right there. We're going to do a quick thing here. When we come back, we'll talk more about the tour. Does that sound good?
Okay, great.
All right, fantastic. Carl Sarecki is here from Door County Trolley. We'll have more with Carl, more spooky stories with Carl when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's a good one. And that's appropriate for tonight because we're talking scary stuff, and that's by, well, the remake anyway is by, what is it, White Zombie or something like that? Or just the Zombies?
It's Zombies, yeah.
Zombies. That's the full name of the band?
Yeah, the Zombies.
Annie from Watertown from the 920 says, yes, until February 2024, the only month in Wisconsin without a tornado. No kidding. Wow. All right. So I don't know. What do you think? Carl Sarecki is here from Door County Trolley. Carl, there's ominous weather in Door County too. It can get pretty, like the winds, and you can hear like whispering pines. Like it just kind of lends itself to ghost stories. So right before we went to the break, I was asking you, what can people expect over the course of 2 hours? Like how many stories do you share? Is there a part you get to where you know people are going to be freaked out on the tour? That must be kind of exciting.
Yeah, I think that is a great question, because the way it starts out, we talk about just what I think people expect from a haunting, very typical. It's in a house and this spirit appears on a regular basis and that kind of thing. But there's nothing to it, very inert. And then as we go in, then you go to that haunted house and that is just freaky. And it's largely on the people because we tell them the stories of the family who lived there, but then it's really their imaginations that take off the rest of it. And it's a 150 year old house, and it's fully redone to it. So it you get the feel. And then, then we're on the bay. We are right on the water's edge. And on those nights when the wind is howling and you're talking about a shipwreck, it doesn't get any better. And that literally we have people then start getting really nervous. And then usually, depending, there are a couple of different versions of the tour, but they all go to the same places, but different timing sometimes. But typically then you're off to the cemetery and you're walking among the people we've been talking about.
Oh, you
and
walk? They get off the trolley and walk?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's great. Absolutely. Have you ever lost anybody? Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours? To the
living
dead.
I have not, but the question really isn't, did you lose people or did you gain them? And we have had drivers who have gone home and strange things happening.
Oh my.
And they, you know, literally will say, anyone who doesn't belong on the trolley, please stay here. And those guys, because they seem to glom to those folks and turn on their treadmills at home at night and things.
What? So,
That's a true story. True story. One of our drivers was totally freaked out by it. So
he gets home from doing a tour, picked up a Spirit along the tour, and he's sitting there, what, eating popcorn, watching TV, and his treadmill goes on?
In bed. Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill at the end of the bed starts up on him. And,
wow.
His wife was not happy either.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio. Who needs it, right? Who are you trying to impress, really? And I don't want to freak you out, Carl, but while you were talking, I could see on the stream the door behind you opened. It's about 6 inches open. I don't know if that's a problem or if we have a visitor.
A little ghostly white figure of the dog. Just
okay. Thank God. All right. I didn't want to lose you during the interview. That would have felt partially responsible. What is your scariest story, either on the tour or not on the tour, that you've heard about Door County?
Oh, there is a story. There are two that really, I mean, we can't do because one's Washington Island and we just can't get there. But
yeah,
horrible tale. You were talking about people heading out to Chambers Island and not coming back. Actually, we have stories that involve that from Chambers Island walking to get the mail and not getting back because they, across the ice. But there was the basketball team from Washington Island. They went down to play, I'm thinking it was Gibraltar, and they had two cars and the coach wanted to get back early. So several players went with him and others stayed. And the car is down there. And the boys are still on board, and there's all kinds of interesting things, Model T, interesting phenomenon that are happening still on the Washington Island side. They talk about it, the car coming across the ice in the winter.
So was that in Death's Door, Washington Island to Ellison Bay, right between there somewhere?
Yeah, Gills Rock, that area. Yep.
Oh my gosh. And what year was that?
I think it was 19... It was the 1930s, I believe. So,
okay. Wow. That's pretty creepy. And what about on the tour? What's the story? Is there a story you like to tell the most when you're with the people? One you get kind of excited because you know they're going to get freaked out?
Oh, absolutely. a couple, actually. But the one I was telling about is Huey Melvin is the little boy who got tetanus. And I like it because I have had a lot more experience with people who, before I knew about the ghost tour, people who were talking about this specter in Fish Creek. And then I found out that I'm on the tour and I find out that's who they're talking about. They didn't know. But he is a regular customer walking along by the Thorpe House Inn and over by Pelletier's and Founders Square. So he's still around and about. And again, a sad story. He's taken it 6 years old.
Oh,
and
my
looking
gosh.
At mom and dad and whatnot. And the people just get into that one tremendously, as you can imagine.
And where was, you know what, let's hold. Can you stick around for a few more minutes? Can we just keep you through the news? Okay, perfect. We'll have a few more minutes with Carl when we come back. We're talking ghost stories in Door County. Thank you to Door County Trolley and Carl Sarecki, who is our guest. We'll be right back after Civic Media's award-winning news with some more creepy Door County talk. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.